you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Today, we have a special show today. Some of the characters that I really love with Lego is, there's so many of them. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I there's so many different sets. I love all the Marvel and everything else, those type of themes. But one of the things that I really, really enjoy, one of the type of characters or mystical creatures, so to speak, that I really like myself is dragons. Now, I'm not the only one that likes dragons. There are tons and tons of other folks that love dragons. So we're gonna take a look. We're gonna deep dive into some of these dragon sets that have done really well and why you should keep an eye on for some ones that are available now. Before we get started, though, if you could, so we have a website called BrickFlips.com where you can get all the information. We have lots of articles. We have a few articles out there at this point, but we might have a lot of articles when you take a look at this. But there are some articles out there that will help you with your Lego investing. If you listen to this podcast, we would really love it if you could give us some feedback on our podcast. You can actually do that. Give us some honest feedback. You can leave a review for us. Let us know if there's anything that you want to see on the show or anything that you want us to do. We'd love to hear all your feedback. All right, so we're going to look at a bunch of different sets here. But before we get started with that, I just wanted to let you know we have this spreadsheet that we have. That it has quite a bit of information on here, and this is also available if you wanted to download this at flip.brickflips.com/ROI. I just wanted to point that out in case you guys are wondering about this spreadsheet, how awesome it looks. But really, I wanted to just, I'm a really numbers type of person, and that's how I make my decision for any type of Lego investing. So I know that there are some things that you really want to look at. And looking at historical data, any type of data points that you can get that will really help you to make a decision when you're buying will help you to make a smart decision. Because not every Lego set is worth investing a lot of money into. You can spread your risk around by investing in many different sets. There are some sets that after you look at the data and you see the similarities of it, that you might make a decision that you'd want to invest more as opposed to something else. And with any type of investment, there's always risk involved. So do make sure you do all of your due diligence for that. When you're looking at everything, all the data and all the points that you can do to do it, you have to remember that it is historical data. It's not anything that can predict the future, and nobody can. This really helps to understand where your risks are, and it also really helps you to get a feel and a pulse of how different things are. One of the keys to this is with some of these sets is that you have to remember is that people are searching for these things. So they might be looking at typing in Lego Dragon, and that's all they're typing in. They might not even know the name of the set. They might not even know it's part of a particular theme, but they're typing in those things because they know that the person that's going to get it, they love dragons and they love Legos. So why not get them both? That's the reason why some of these things are really, really popular. And Lego knows this, and so if they have certain themes that they have, they're going to try to get those in there because they have all that data as far as what is popular with people. People are searching for them, and they obviously see all their sales data and everything. That's kind of how you can find some of these little kind of sub-niches thing. It's really kind of interesting with Lego how they do that, but it's really good because you can really do really well on it. So some of the sets that we're going to look at, these are ones that have been retired. So the first one we're going to look at is it's like an elves theme. I actually bought a lot of these. That's why I have the buy cost down at 16. So if we look at the set right here, right now it's going for $140. I mean, look at this set. It's only has 451. I mean, that is astounding. You know, like when I bought it, I got it at 4 cents a piece. So if I really should put the new piece count, what that price per piece is, but it's based off of the buy cost right here. But if I just switch that out to 140 for right now, it's 31 cents a piece. Like for that, like that is ridiculous. Look at this look at this ROI on this thing. So if I bought this at 16, I bought a lot of them, but if you bought it at even at the retail price of 32, $31.99 plus tax or whatever else you got it at. You know, you can have some fees and everything wherever you sell it on a marketplace. But I mean, look at this ROI on this. This is ridiculous. 700%. Now, look at this was a very short release too. Look at this one was, you know, in 2018 and then 2019. This wasn't around that long. When I saw this in the store, I didn't have a lot. I didn't get a lot of them. I mean, I was able to get enough, but I wish I gotten more, but I think I actually sold this one I think I sold it right around here, maybe at the got it probably around 2019. I think I sold it when it was like maybe $70. I don't even know. So at that time, I think it was still a good return. I mean, it was 300%. You know, it was definitely worth selling it at that point. After looking at some of this stuff, I wish I'd saved some of them. My goodness, because that's ridiculous. That's only 2 years ago. So that's, I mean, imagine having like, you know, 50 of these things. You're making $124. Off of each one. That's crazy. That one like would be a really home run. Now they had a short run on this, so maybe there wasn't a lot of them, that's why it jumped up. But I mean, if we look at the Keepa chart right here, if you guys don't know what Keepa is, take a look above. I have a training on there. It just kind of goes over all the details of Keepa. But this really was really fascinating. I mean, look at this thing. This thing just shot up in 2020. Now, when we had just the supply of this must have been really low. That's why I'm guessing this really went up, because you don't see this often, a lot of different sets. I mean, they don't go up this much. 700% is a lot for return on this. Man, that's just a really, really awesome thing. I wish I saved a lot of them, but I sold all of them because it was still at 300%, which was great. I mean, if I can get 300% on every set or more, and that's great. I mean, I'm feeling good about that. To even get a 700% later on, only shortly after that. I mean, you know, that was maybe another 2 years, year and a half. That would have been great. So that one's really good. So we'll go on to our another dragon set that you can see right here. This one's part of the Ninjago set right here. Ninjago makes a lot of different dragon stuff, so you'll see a lot more in the Ninjago series. But this one is checking in. So this was around for about almost 2 years. 18 months, looks like, in production at a retail price of $39.99. So maybe, you know, if you bought it 20% off, usually that's where you see a lot of the discounts. Hopefully you got it even less than that. And if you sold it now, almost a year after retirement, a year and a half after retirement, you're checking in at about 259% ROI. So you're doing pretty well on this. And especially if your buy cost was much lower than that. So, because a lot of times you could have gotten it for a lot cheaper. Now, you might have gotten this, you know, earlier, a little bit cheaper price. It's still a good value. I mean, like I said, anything 250% higher is usually a good ROI that you can shoot for, that you're making it really worth your time and effort and money and everything else to invest in that. So that's that particular set. Now this one right here, this is kind of a newer set. This is another Ninjago one, the Ultra Dragon one. And this one is pretty cool because this one retired recently, and I've seen it coming in and out sometimes. So if you might see it pop up somewhere on maybe on Amazon, they might have it every once in a while, but it's really rare. So you probably won't find any, but just to let you know, you're listening to this or you seeing this, you can check it out. But really, this one's a little bit more. It's a little bit more money. So it's just recently retired. So it is $84.99 is the retail price. You might have gotten it a little bit cheaper. You know, I think you can get, yeah, Amazon had it for $66. So I put that in there for the cost of it. So if you were able to get it at a discount and you sold it now, you're getting 100% ROI. And that's, you know, that's okay. I mean, as an investment, I would certainly want to get more than that. So definitely hold on to this one. Based off of all the other data that I'm seeing for a lot of these other sites, I mean, you can just see that it's already going up pretty steeply right here since it's been retired. This might be if you can find this new, I mean, because I think if you look, shows you here, but see, this is when it comes in and out of stock. This was quite some time ago, so I don't think anything, here we go, it was a recent one right here. So this came in at 81.70. You know, maybe set your alert for this one. You're still, if you're watching this pretty early. But those are the three that are just, you know, kind of retired, just to kind of give you the numbers and everything as far as the return on investment. And you can see how well these do after they retire. But I wanted to just kind of go over just a couple little sets that are available, at least in 2021. These might not be available too long, depending on when you're watching this. There's always going to be dragon sets out there. They're going to keep making these things. So just look for the new ones. But this one is pretty cool. This one is another Ninjago one. This one has 372 pieces. You know, at this rate, you know, you could get it. Probably is not going to retire for a couple of years. Maybe, you know, these other ones, a year and a half, looks like, for a lot of these sets. So 2 years. So this one just recently came out. So, you know, it could be here for a while. So I don't know if I'd necessarily get this right now. But this is one to put on your radar. Another one to put on your radar is they have a creator set where it's a fire dragon. It goes into three different animals, but one of these is a dragon. Now these do all right. The creator sets are not my favorite ones. I always seem to not get these ones unless they're really steeply discounted. It's still cool because it's got the dragon. So I think that's really the selling point. And when they type these things in here, if you look, Amazon Choice for Lego Dragon Sets. So this actually comes up for when somebody types in Lego Dragon Sets. Just saying, you know, that could be something that can pop up in the search after this retires and get it for good money. This one right here, though, this one, I mean, I definitely love this one because, first off, it's Minecraft. So a lot of people were in Minecraft. You know, definitely a huge theme that is really popular with a lot of people. And then it's also Dragon. I mean, you can't go wrong. I mean, Minecraft and Dragon. And look at this. This actually comes up for Minecraft Lego. I mean, so this could be showing up even when it's retired later on. You know, you could really get this and have it at the right time. So this is one I would definitely look at. I would definitely target myself. That's what I'm going to do. So I would definitely go for it. But that set is Minecraft 21151. And just in case listening for the other sets there, the Overlord Dragon, the Ninjago one, is 71742. And then the Creator one, the 3-in-1, is Lego set 31102. So those are really it. Those are, you know, those are a few sets that I definitely would keep an eye on for any type of, you know, subsets of themes. You know, look at those things because there's going to be pockets of them within Lego. And like I said, they're based off of what people are searching for or people are requesting. And that's how these become really popular, and they become really good sets to invest in and really good sets to buy, really good Lego sets to buy. Hopefully that's helped you out. If you're listening to us, leave us a review on any of the listening channels you might be listening to us on. Also, check out our website called BrickFlips.com. And just in case, you guys, if you want to get that spreadsheet that I have on there, it goes over the numbers so you can plug in your own numbers and helps you figure out. I also have a link, just a little training thing on it, and I'll show you a little bit, some more tips on maximizing to get ROI for it. But if you wanted to grab that, you can go to flip.brickflips.com/ROI. Again, that's flip.brickflips.com/ROI. Well, hopefully you enjoyed it, and I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.